Oh, you have it? Do you know it or no? We'll do it after. We'll do it. Message him after. He has a set list.
So basically.
Say, Mirzov, calm down, Mirzov.
Okay. So basically, God willing, the bris will be Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm flying off for the Shalom Soccer Friday. So thank you for. Do you know me?
He's my friend Gabe.
Hey, good to see you.
He's Dr. Morris.
What? My daughter, yeah.
I texted you this morning during my little birth.
Right. Yeah. So do you mind?
For sure.
So the mother's name is Kailea Ba Shana Fega.
Tinoch.
What?
It's a boy, right?
Well, I don't know the boy's name yet.
Right. No, they the boy's no name yet.
So I probably might not make it back here next Thursday, but if I do...
No worries, Baruch Hashem, no worries. We're going to have you in mind, but I don't want to take away from the set list.
Okay. Right, sorry for interrupting.
Go ahead, Mazel Tov. For a simple, you could interrupt. Right, Gabe? For a simple, you could interrupt.
All right, let's go.
This could be one of many songs. Let's see where we go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eitan wrote that in the basement. He said that on the CD that the nigga came down to him in the basement. Eitan Katz. Ben's uncle. No, keep it going.
Here's
only 9/11.
Here's a classic.
And we had a few minute of interruption. We're going strong. We need a couple extra to go into tonight.
Yeah, man. Any requests? Any.
Just from the neshama.
Alright, this is going to be an interesting one. Shir ha'malot Sinai le'arim Me'ayin yavo Ezri Ezri me'im Hashem Ose shamayim v'aretz Ayitem amor aglecho Al yonum shoyim recho
Hashem Shoymrecha, Hashem Tzilcha, Al Yadimicha. Yom HaMashem Meshlekeka, Yireya, Balayla, Hashem Yishmarcha, Mikola, Yishmarcha, Nashem.
Yosef is the best.
Yosef Cardino.
Hill Holiday School teaches that every Friday. Mr. Parsi. Right? Sure.
What everybody knows.
For stepping up.
Thank you.
It's a different, cheer. When, your heart's a little open, like we have over the past few weeks, Baruch Hashem, it's very different than just going into a shir, going into learning. So thank you, Noah, Shkach, for taking Ben's place. Shvizocha to be with him, hopefully, in Artesuam, Ritz Hashem, next Shabbos.
Please God.
Amen.
Our learning should be in Tzchus, Refuah Shleima, and a big mazel tov to our own Dr. Morris, Baruch Hashem, the birth of his grandson, first Shlomit of his daughter, Chayaleah Bas Shena Fega, and Tinoch Bas Chayaleah. Should be Zochet to bring the Tzadik, the Torah, the Chuppah, the Mas and Tovim.
Amen.
With bring much, much nachas to you and to Hashem.
Mazel tov.
And give out the sheets. Okay. So such a deep place over here for you to figure out. Also, for Steinman, also Steinman, I'm not sure if anyone knows, he's in very much need of Refuah Shleima. With Aaron Yudaleib and Gita Fega, it's closer for Shleima as well.
Charnaleah
Bas Shendel, Ariel Malzatov, Bas Ilan. Refuah Shleima, the whole Chal Yisrael, Bez Hashem. Chana Basara, obviously Chana Basara. Here we go. So in Maiso, we're in Parshas Vayetze, but also we're also in the month of Kislev. So obviously, all these Parshas have a Chanukah message. So we're going to connect to to Hanukkah a little bit as well. Yikatz Yaakov Mishnaso. Yaakov famously wakes up from his nap, from his sleep. Chazal say that he didn't sleep all 14 years in Shiva Shem Ve'ever. Pretty wild statement. A lot of Torah written on that. This year we have the Ischus of Learning Majot. I think you were here a few weeks ago. We're doing, instead of focusing on different Sfarim and Chassidus, just to focus on Majot Chassidus. So it says, Hashem is found in this place, v'anochi lo yadati, and I didn't know. Right? He realized that he was actually, where was he sleeping? Har Bayis, sleeping on in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. This is a very, very famous Majot. Look inside the page 1 from the Divrei Yisrael. Majot Zerebi of Yisrael and Majot Zuchus Yagan Aleinu. He quotes the Majot and tells us that Eliphaz stole and took everything from Yaakov. We know that Esav sends Eliphaz, his son, to kill him.
Steal it, or he said take everything.
Right, Chazal said, this is what they say, I think. You can tell me if I'm wrong. Chazal say that Esav sent Eliphaz to kill him, but he knows that the word is that Marshir Sharp told me that Yaakov is always very nice to Eliphaz. So Eliphaz felt bad killing Yaakov, but he still wanted to be Mekayim Kibud Av V'Em. Esav was good at Kibud Av V'Em, so maybe he wanted to follow in his father's footsteps. Yeah. So Yaakov said, if you take all my money, it'll be like you kill me. Ani kemes. It'll be like I'm dead. And you had a shkacha pratis, by the way, because when he said that me'ani was read, dafka this medrash. So look inside, second line down by the arrow. She'acha shenal to Eliphaz mimeno hakol v'nishar b'meklo. Amar me'ani vo Ezri. Eliphaz took everything. Yaakov turns to the Bono Shalom and says, I don't know, where's my helper going to come from? Right? The pasuk can tell him, Ezri me'im Hashem. Chaz v'amar chas Hashem leis ana muvid savri b'man bari. Don't think that you're going to, basically, I'm just paraphrasing here, don't think that it's going to come from svar or reasoning. Ela Ezri me'im Hashem oseh shemam v'aretz. Your help is going to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before we even get to the Divrei Yisrael's message, there's a connected message. Is David Melch says, "Man, he says, Esa enay el harim. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. May I any of Ezri? Where is my help going to come from?" And what's his answer? Ezri mi Hashem, osa shemaim v'aretz. My helper is Hashem, who created God in heaven. How is that answering the question where your help is going to come from? And why does osa shemaim v'aretz have to do with anything? So the Pizetz and Rebbe is really connects to everything we're talking about here. Eish Kodesh, Hashem Yikom Daman, Zchusa Gamalena, was killed, the rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto, was killed in the Holocaust. Right there. Showed it in class. So he says, you want to know how this is an answer? Hashem created Shemayim V'Arts with a snap of his fingers. Hashem created Shemayim V'Arts like that. Dabar Melch is saying, when it looks like you have nothing, and you have no Yeshua, there's no way your salvation could come, Ezri Me'im Hashem, just like Hashem created heaven and earth like that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the salvation like that. And that's this is exactly what the Majid is saying. What does it mean, Achin? He says, at the end of the day, it looks like there's nothing there. Anochi lo yodati. Maybe I didn't know, I forgot about the Rabbonu Shalom. And I was worried, the Anuvel Ezri, where is my help going to come from? What are the measures to say? Rak Nekayim, Hashlech, Hashem HaLecha, turn over the page. Al Hashem, Yehavcha. You should throw upon Kadosh Baruch all your worries, and he's going to collect it. My wife's favorite pasuk, even when we were in Meir Sharm, a few years back when we got married, she got a little poster, a little painting, it's right by our candles at home. Hashlech, Al Hashem, Hu Yichal Kalecha. Throw upon all your worries of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to take care of you. And that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care. He says, when a Jew is living in a life of sleep, what does that mean, sleep? And he's worried, where is this going to come from? I don't know, where's my Yeshua going to come from? Where's the salvation going to come from? Stop worrying. Stop making little cheshbonos of this and that. This person, this deal is going to come through. You have to do your shtadlus, 100%. But don't think that we live in a rational world. We live in an unnatural world. We live, what's the word I'm looking for? L'mayla minatava. At the end of the day, says the Majus Rebbe, we have to remember that even when we're sleeping in this world, and he says over here, we're in this world and you're so involved in this world. And you remember that there's a Rebbe Hashem in the world who takes care of the whole world. And you're not sure where your parnassus is going to come from. Chadosh Baruch is going to help you. And that's exactly what the words mean. What does this mean? That Yaakov woke up from his sleep. Hainu, kasher adam Yisrael. When there's a Jew in 2017. Misor mekitz mishnaso. And he wakes up and he says, Hashem is in this place too. I'm not sure how this deal is going to happen. I'm not sure what's going to happen with my job. I'm trying my best. I'm not sure what's going to happen with this. Anochi lo yodati. Hainu. Av she'eni yodea shumav Hashem isbarach ozala. Even if I don't know how, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to send me it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to send me the Yeshua. There's a famous idea from the Klausenberger Rebbe also on Dafka. What's going on with this ladder that Yaakov sees? I didn't give it to you in the pamphlet here, but why is Kadosh Baruch Hu showing him a ladder with the Malachim going up and down? Why Dafka a ladder? So we spoke about this in class. I think it's such a powerful message, especially because it comes from the Klausenberger Rebbe too, everything that he went through, losing his entire family after the war, starting again. Just imagine, says the Klausenberger Rebbe, you're Yaakov Avinu. Your brother wants to kill you. Your nephew just stole all your money. Yeah. You have to go to your uncle's house. You know he's a bad guy. He's going to try to trick you and everything. Yeah, you have to get married. He knows that he's got the Kli Yisrael is going to come through him. He has no money. He's got a lot on his plate. A lot of worries. Says the Klausenberger Rebbe, you want to know what a ladder represents? A ladder represents doing things, taking things one step at a time. If you go too fast up the ladder, you fall. Go down the ladder, too fast, you fall. One rung at a time, Hashem. Hashem is telling Yaakov, you have a lot going on in your head right now, which is fine. But you got to take things one thing at a time. Even in a place where it's going to look like, right, where's the Yeshua going to come from? Yikatz Yaakov Shnosso means a Jew wakes up from his sleep and he says, Achen Yeshua Hashem HaMakom HaZeh. You didn't know. You dive into Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. That's the whole idea. And he even says in the next piece also, he says something very similar about tefillah also. That'll be your homework. We're not going to. He basically says that we should. That you have to know that you don't know. Basically, he writes that even when it looks like your things are very hard, your knowing is that you don't know anything, right? I always look back in the past 3-4 years when we moved down here. You're looking for different jobs, this and that. And at the time, there's a certain job that I wanted and I didn't get. And now 3-4 years back, I'm looking at it and like, Kadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly what he was doing. Because like different things just fell into place. I think that's the avoda. When we start realizing we have this tremendous connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's supernatural. That's the word, supernatural. That you can't put into details. And this applies to Shidduchim. This applies to Parnassa. This applies to Refuah Shleima. Like someone who's sick. Like I got an email from a parent this week who said that they went to Winnipeg. Why they go to Winnipeg? For their niece's bat mitzvah. And the niece's brother was diagnosed with some sort of cancer a few years ago. And the doctors basically gave him like 2 or 3 months to live. And they did some stem cell research, and the kid's been living for the past 10 years. So every doctor, I'm sure you can tell me a million stories, doctors can tell you a million details, and they can tell me a million facts, but at the end of the day, they're bonus shamans of the world. Just because a doctor says you have a certain amount of time, I'm sure you could attest to this, there's plenty of stories that's not just not true. The bonus runs the world. And unfortunately, sometimes it is true. But there are a lot of stories, and we have to open our eyes, so we have to see that the bonus mamash runs the world. Exactly what the Eish Kodesh says. As Rima Hashem, it looks like, where is my Yeshua going to come from? I don't know what's going to happen. And just imagine, the Eish Kodesh is talking about in the Holocaust. And he says that this should happen to us too. Just like we don't see Hashem right now, we don't see the Yeshua, we don't see the salvation. It could happen like that. Just we're in the middle of darkness, right? Yavan represents darkness. The light could come like that. The light's gonna come in like that. I think that this is another idea brought down. It's the same idea, but in a different pasuk in this week's parsha. If you go to page 3 from the Yisabracha, another one of the Majitzer Rebbe's. So he says the following: "V'yifka b'makom." So what does it mean that he v'yifka b'makom? So the Gemara tells us that he davened. Rashi says that he had a kfitzas aderach. He had kfitzas aderach, right? That the land. What's the best word to say? That the land. He went to the land. He went back to Yerushalayim, but much quicker. He had a seyad d'shmaya, and the Baal Turim even writes that sulam is gematria Sinai, a lot of different things. But says the Yisa Bracha, what's going on over here? That the land contract. Is that the word contracted for him? It constrict. What's the word? constricted for him that he was able to go back to, right? He passed by Yerushalayim. When he said, well, I passed by Yerushalayim, the place of my elbows, I had to go back there. And what happens, the Rashi says from the Medrash that the land actually helped him, like, easy pass, quick, back to Yerushalayim. Fizzes the earth. Says, how's that possible? Says the Medrash Rebbe, because we Jews, we don't live in space. We don't live in a regular time. We don't live in time bound. We don't live in the natural world. Yisrael him amalim in a teva. Ulamalim in a zman. Ulamalim in a seichel. A Jew lives above time, above nature, and above rationale. All through what? All through because we're the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Says the Medrash Rebbe, look inside. Adi Avram zoch lamalim in a teva. Through Avram Avinu, we're zoch to lamalim in a teva. As Hashkadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Habena Shemaimo, look above the heavens." How do we know that we live above time? Look in the third paragraph. Either Yitzchak zochel amalam in his man, and through Yitzchak we were zochel to be able to live above time. How do we know that? As the pasuk says, "Hashayomer hayom bahar Hashem yira'a." Right after Akedas Yitzchak, Rashi says, "To hayom kol yaldoros hasin liyos." That hayom refers to the future generations that will be, which means what? Says the Marjus Rebbe. That through Yitzchak, through Akedas Yitzchak, through being the grandchild of Yitzchak, we have the ability to that time doesn't exist for us. That we're just living above time. And finally, through Yaakov, he says, Yaakov, we live above Sikh, we live above rationale. The Zohar says that Yaakov is the Amar HaTorah. The HaTorah, Novlos HaChachma Shalmaila. Torah is the Chachma of above. As the Oraganos, who the Malam in the Seichel, Ganos b'Torah. So at the end of the day, for us to realize in our lives, it might look like Kadosh Baruch is not there. It might look like, where is my Yeshua going to come from? The Rebbeinu Shem is mamish there. And we don't need any doctor, we don't need any businessman, we don't need anyone to tell us anything. Leikas Yaakov Mishnasso, says the Masha Terebi. We live above time. We live above everything. Achen Yish Hashem HaMakom HaZeh means that even when you thought that Kadosh Baruch wasn't there, the Rebbeinu Shem was there. What does it mean that the land constricted for him? It means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu put the Jews above the rest of the world. I remember when me and my father and I, we went to Alabama for a football game. We're Alabama fans. Don't ask me why, not for now. And what happened was they had a Thursday game. They used to play on Shabbos, you can't go. But they had a Thursday game. I told my father, just letting you know, and in November they're having a Thursday night game. So he's like, do you want to go? I was like, okay. Missed a day in college in yeshiva? Okay. If it wasn't a serious guy, whatever. So there was no direct flights from New York to Alabama. Not sure why, but I'm not sure how many people are going from New York to Alabama. So we had to stop over in North Carolina. Very nice. We finally get to Alabama. We get into a cab and we see all this Alabama Crimson Tide stuff. So my father turns to me and he says, now we're like everyone else. I said to him very politely, hopefully I said it politely. I said, just because we root for the same football team, we love the same football team. Julio Jones and Mark Ingram does not make us like everyone here. It's nice to feel like, you know, in the middle of New York, how many Alabama fans do you see? But you'd be surprised. Sometimes I wear my Alabama hat here sometimes and people say certain things to me. But at the end of the day, to be able to realize that we might be similar to the nations of the world, but we're not in this world. We're above nature. We're above nature through Avram. Right? The Majlis said, L'malam in Atav through Avram, L'malam in Isman from Yitzchak, L'malam in Asecha from Yaakov. At the end of the day, we said all these fancy things. How does this connect to Hanukkah? So I saw such a beautiful idea this week. There's a great mashpia in Eretz Yisrael. Highly, highly advise anyone who will be living in Florida in January or February, Be'ezus Hashem. He came for one day last year. He came to North Miami Beach. His name is Avram Tzvi Kluger, Shlita. Who's Rav Kluger? He's this mashpia. He's a mashpia in Beit Shemesh. He's Rav Judah Michelle's Rebbe. He's a tzaddik she'en kamo. Thousands of people flocked him throughout the world. Uman, like he has hundreds of a lot of my friends just go just to be to daven next to him. It was a tremendous tzaddik. So last year he actually came to North Miami Beach on Super Bowl Sunday. So it was a big taiva for me. But I went because the first half was horrible. If you remember the Super Bowl last year, I turned my phone after the shir, and then I realized that I had to get back. So I said, "Shkoyach Rebbe, gotta go." But he's a tremendous tzaddik. So he talks. If you go to page 5, he talks about really Chanukah. The essence of Chanukah is realizing how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the Jewish people. Right? The whole vort of that when we live above time is for one thing and one thing only. It's because Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That's the only thing. If you look at page 5 in the bottom paragraph, he's talking about how Why Dafka did Leah, from this week's parasha, why Dafka did Leah name Yehuda Yehuda? And famously, we know Rashi says, Pasuk says, Hapam Oda as Hashem, Shenatalta Yosef Michel Kimyata Yeshli Lahodos. Rivka did just a mathematical equation in her head. Four wives. How many sons for each son? Or three wives. How many sons for each one? Four sons. And finally, when she got her fourth son, she realized, hey, I got more than my portion. I got more than I should. So what happened? She thanked Hashem. And Chazal say, what does Chazal say? Chazal even say, it was the first time that someone thanked Hashem. It was the first time that someone thanked Hashem. So he asked the question, what do you mean the first time someone asked Hashem? What about, right, like he says the Gemara in Brachos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Shimon on the right side, Miyom Shebarach HaRash Baruch Hu Esolomo, Ahaya Adam Shehodah L'Chash Baruch Hu, Ad Shebal Soleh V'Hodosa. Until Hashem created the world, there was only Leah who thanked Hashem. But he says, what about Avram? Avram thanked Hashem. Adam thanked Hashem. What's Dako going here by Leah's thinking? Because here, he said it's so pasha. He says, I'll just say it outside for time's sake, because I want to get to fast nigga also at the end. We got to end up fast. He says that when she thanked Hashem, she wasn't only thanking Hashem for Yehuda, she was also thanking him for who? For Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Because at the first time, she just thought that it was a given. It was a given that she was going to have three sons. There's four wives, three sons each. Finally, when she got her fourth son, she realized how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves her so much. She said, whoa. Now I know how much. It's not just a natural thing. She saw the first three sons. It's not something that was just going to come to her, a natural thing. It was something that was so special to her. And he says such a great mashal. Listen to this mashal, what he says. He says, you know, on page 6. He says, you know, you go to a restaurant, right? You go to a restaurant. And the Baal Bais wants to give the tip to the waiter. So you give a tip to the waiter. But then what happens? So the waiter says, okay, I deserve the tip. I waited on them. Very good. But before you leave, you know, the guy was really good. So you pull him over to the side, pull him into a side room, you give him an extra $10, $15. So what does the guy, what does the waiter realize now? The waiter realized that the $10 or whatever, the $20, $30 I gave him before was on a much higher level. He says, what, why? He says, at the end of the day, when you give someone something extra, the extra tip wasn't just an extra tip. It was showing you that I have such a love for you that you cared about my family so much. You took care of me. At the end of the day, the source is coming from love. That's what it means when Leah says, "Shenatali Yosef Michelki," she finally realized how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved her so much. He says that's the vote of Chanukah. The vote of Chanukah is to be able to realize that no matter what we do for the Rabbanu Shalom, no matter how many times we sin, we mess up, we're in the darkest place, or we're in the lowest place, Chanukah, a Jew remembers how much the Rabbanu Shalom loves us. How much the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. We don't live in this world. We live above time. That's what Chanukah represents. We could be in the middle of the biggest Choshech. Imagine the Choshech to Yavon. Choshech refers to Yavon. You have to remember how much the Rabbanu Shalom loves us. And that's what the word is by Leah. I remember that. I see not only by Yehuda now, I see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed me through Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Just to end up with a Maisa, quick Maisa. I saw it tonight in Rav Zilberstein Sefer on Chanukah. So there was a great tzaddik named Rav Mordechai Ozvil. He was making a wedding for his daughter, and they needed $26,000. They didn't have the money. So what happened was, he asked someone from the yeshiva if they could give him some names that maybe they could try to get the load. So he said at the end of the day, he knew for somehow that they were going to give him some names that people who stopped giving money, but for some reason they were giving him these names that people who stopped giving money. So he said, I don't care about who's this, who that, just give me one name. This is my ishtalos. Give me the first name that comes to the list. The first name comes to the list. 2 weeks later, you get a check for $26,000 in the mail. And now they're just like the rest of Shiva's family has like, we have to look into this. Like, what's going on? This family stopped giving money to the yeshiva. And now they got this letter that we're making a wedding and they're giving $26,000. What's going on over here? Listen to this. If it wasn't written in the sefer, you'd think that I'm a liar.
Yeah.
It says that this previous donor, he was making a wedding for his daughter, and unfortunately the daughter had a sickness. And they wanted to know if they had to tell the Chassan's family about the sickness. So who did they go to? Went to Rav Moshe. Went to Rav Moshe Feinstein to ask him if they have to tell the Chassan's family about the sickness, to call off the wedding. So Rav Moshe said, listen to this. Rav Moshe said, you don't have to, but just make sure to do a Maisa Chesed, make sure to do Hachnasas Kala, make sure to take care of a wedding, and then I promise, but everything will be fine. Next day, they get a mail and a letter. a letter in the mail.
Yeah.
Who was it from? From Mordechai Israel about this. So he took all the money that he was going to use for his own Zohar's wedding, and he gave it to Mordechai Israel. And maybe the oven says over here the mice, so what happened was she had a complete refor shalema. That is not, there's no such thing as coincidence. Sometimes it's a coincidence, right? You're okay. Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. At the end of the day, we have to do our shtadlus, but even when it looks like we're backed up against the wall, where's Yeshua going to come from? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "L'malam in Zman." You don't live here. Yigat Yaakov Mishnasa. We wake up. There could be a lot of choshech in the world. There could be a lot of Donald Trumps out there. There could be, the world's so crazy. This is not a political rant. There could be a lot of crazy things out there. We find the Ribbono Shel Olam in the darkness. We see Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. And that's what the vote of Leah was. Leah said, "Habam Adad Shenatal to Yosef Michalki." I see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much that it's not almost a given that just I got Reuven, Shimon, Levi to realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That's the vote of Parshas Vayetze. That's really the vote of Chanukah. We should be zochet to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. The more I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us, we should be zochet to spread that love to other Jews and to people throughout the world. Baruch Hashem. Sure. Thank you. You know how to play that or no? We can sing with that. Simitovo mazel tov, simitovo mazel tov, simitovo mazel tov, yeah, very long news, simitovo mazel tov, simitovo mazel tov, simitovo mazel tov, yeah, very long, yeah, hey, long on you, ulecha Yisroel, yeah, hey, long ulecha Yisroel, Allah, amen. Yeah, Allah, anu. Who the call Yisrael? Yeah, Allah, anu. The call Yisrael. Allah, amen. La 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 I love you. Who the call you so well? Yeah, I love you so well. Shkoyach, good Shabbos, happy Thanksgiving, good Shabbos.